I could probably talk about the kids on our team for 2 hours if you let me. You know, I'll start on the girls' side. We've got a lot of seniors that come back and some really strong juniors. You know, we're really excited as far as returning All-Staters. We return Lucy Kane and Camilla Johnson. They're coming back, and we've got a really, really strong group of seniors. We've got the Jada Johnson and then Jamie and Haley Chandler. They're also senior returners. They're all a really big part of our team. They're all much improved, and we're really excited to see what they can do coming back. And we're excited to have Brooke Bertolato, who's a rising freshman that did some really big things last year for us as an eighth grader. She'll run varsity, you know, for much of the season, and I think can have a huge impact. Savannah Costner is another rising senior that actually just moved in from out of state this last spring, you know, with her family, and she's fit right in, really hard worker, great contributor to the culture, good teammate. And that's kind of what we have going on the girls' side. And then on the boys' side, we've got eight seniors, and we do have plenty of underclassmen. We'll reload just fine next year. But hey, we've got the four returning All-Staters, starting with Jackson Free, who is the defending state champ in the 5K for cross country from last year. And then he's also state champ in the 3200. So we got Garrett Barr, who finished fourth at the state meet last year. Trenton Smith, who finished sixth last year at the state meet. And then a whole bunch of guys. Wade Simmons, also all state last year as a freshman. And a lot of guys who we feel like are ready to be All-Staters this year, you know, that are coming up as juniors and seniors. So we're pretty loaded. I think we're going to be very deep. We're going to have some really strong front runners, and we're excited to see what we can do.